Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke cut the ribbon July 8 at a ceremony to celebrate completion of the 2,200-seat Bear Creek Stadium, accompanied by Councillor Doug Elford and community members. Two-thirds of the grandstand is covered, with change rooms and public washrooms underneath. There's also an upgraded track that meets international sports standards, as well as upgraded plazas for a concession and ticket box office included in the $27.5 million project. "This is a great day for us," Locke said. She noted there's $710 million in capital projects in the works in Surrey. "We're building and creating all kinds of great spaces for sports in our city. For many local children, this is more than just a track," she said. "It's a special place where they first learn, compete and grow through track meets and other sports, and I know many are excited to begin using this state-of-the-art facility now." With the number of spectator seats tripled, Locke said, the new facility promises even more opportunities for community gatherings and supporting young athletes. "I'm just going to add, for the parents to not have to sit on pine and have those splinters, it's really going to be a great, great opportunity to watch your kids." Laurie Cavan, Surrey's General Manager of Parks, Recreation and Culture, said the city is really looking forward to hosting higher-level sporting events, and of course we know that this community facility is also used for many cultural events, and this infrastructure amenity will help us do that as well. Elford said building the stadium was his idea, under the previous council. "It was my idea. I mentioned it to the previous mayor, Doug McCallum, that we've got to move quickly on this, through the football groups of course, they were lobbying, saying we've got to do something about our facility. Unfortunately, it's taken a long time to come to fruition, but it's finally here. It's just a fantastic facility, and you know I believe if you build it, they will come, and it looks like that is going to start happening." Minister of Housing and Municipal Affairs Ravi Kallon said the provincial government contributed $4.7 million to the project. "Looking forward to attending future events at Bear Creek Park," he said.